Time for our Friday Majestic movie review. I'm feeling a little bit scared already. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. Mate, today we're going to go a little horror. The film is called Malignant. Let's have a listen to the thriller.
The body of Dr. Florence Weaver was found brutally murdered in her home this morning.
Did you know her?
No, but I saw her die.
I'm seeing things. I'm seeing murders as they're happening.
Hello?
He says his name is Gabriel. I think he's someone from my past.
This is how scared I am. I said, let's have a listen to the thriller instead, listen to the trailer. Eddie, tell us all about Malignant. Remember, there could be kids listening.
Yeah, no problems at all. This one got me a bit excited, Andrew. I must admit, I'm not the biggest horror film buff, but directed by James Wan, who is an Australian export and started off his career with Saw, which was pretty much a genre-defining film from 2004, which set him up in Hollywood, and he's eventually gone on to make films in the Conjuring series, Insidious, and also Aquaman and Fast and the Furious in between there too. He's had a very interesting career, but I believe that really at the end of the day, his heart lies in the horror film genre, and he's back with a bit of a mid-tier budget film here for Warner Bros. Malignant, which surprised me in a lot of ways. That it's very much an old-school kind of 80s body horror. It's not that creepy kind of vibe that you get from a Conjuring or Insidious. This is a lot different to Wan's previous horror work.
So is this a slasher, we see blood and guts kind of thing, or is it jump scares?
No, very much more a slasher type film. I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say that where you think the film's going isn't where it goes in the end, and it becomes something really probably to me one of the most out there Hollywood films that I've seen in a long time. I'm actually surprised Wan was allowed to make this film, and I believe really what would have happened here is the only reason that he was allowed to do it was that he's had some serious runs on the board, so he's lucky now that he's in that probably stage of his career where he's given a little bit more freedom to go a bit wild, and he really takes Malignant into a pretty crazy direction.
Yeah. Despite my fear of horror movies, you've actually piqued my interest. I kind of think I want to see that now. Ordinarily, I would ask you about the cast. I've had a look. I don't know anybody. Is there anybody of any note in this film?
No, look, this is all about the thrills. Annabelle Wallace, who's the lead here, was also in, fancy enough, one of the Annabelle films, which stemmed from the Conjuring series, and also in Peaky Blinders, a TV series. She appeared in that also. But, yeah, look, it's definitely not a name brand cast film, and it's the type of product. I used to work in a video store, and I actually think this is the type of product that normally would be coming in, and you're kind of going, oh, that's an interesting front cover, kind of that direct-to-DVD type film that they used to make in the horror genre that used to make a quick buck. But, yeah, again, James Wan's prestige is a filmmaker that's actually had billion-dollar hits has probably allowed him to run really wild here with something that, yeah, normally you definitely wouldn't see come to probably a mainstream cinema.
As a kid, I had a mate who loved horror films, but I always used to have fun with him because I would say, the better the cover of the video, the worse the film.
Yeah, they used to suck you in, didn't they, with these awesome posters and DVD covers or VHS covers, and then you watch the film and go, oh, wait on.
If that's the case, then what's your rating for Malignant?
Yeah, look, this is definitely not for everybody, and I certainly wouldn't recommend it for people looking for jump scares. It's definitely a body horror film. Look, not perfect by any stretch, but almost needs to be seen to be believed. I'm giving it 2.5 precarious parking spots out of 5.
Oh, okay, so solid there. If you're looking for a bit of fear and a bit of scare and you like your horror movies, then there's a good reason to go and check out Malignant. And, of course, Eddie will be back for another Majestic movie review next Friday. Thanks, mate.
Look forward to it. Speak then, Andrew.